Ches, a page on page Peches, Uchshe Medaber Meish Veisha. When a person talks, Uchshe Medaber Meish Veisha Al Tesab Ben Yonam Haroyim Ela B'Masei Matoivim. When a person speaks Meish UMeisha. Now, what does that mean? When you're talking about a couple, it seems. So what's the issue? When you speak about a couple, Al tisaper binyanim haroim ela b'masem hatovim, v'al tishabech ish bifnei. That's another halacha. Now, what does it mean over here exactly? What does it say in the mafarish, in the parish over here? Doesn't really explain. I don't really understand what. I don't know what this means. There's no one over here explains what this means. When a person here speaks meish u'meisha. About a couple? Uche she tedaber meish u'meisha. It sounds like about. You're speaking about a couple. It's very dangerous to speak about married couples. It could be that when you talk about an individual, you have to be less careful. But when you talk about a couple, a married couple, it could be that if it gets back to them what you said about them, it can cause strife. It can cause strife in their marriage, and that can lead to, who knows, divorce. It can lead to some type of terrible thing. Al tisaper bo inyanim horoim ela b'maseim hatovim. Never say something bad about a married couple in their relationship to each other. That is lethal. You don't realize the consequences of such gossip. Number two, v'al tishabeach. I think you really see the gossip in the media. When people, they always hear about, every so often, about the president and his wife, arguments that they have, or even any political team, any marriage, Hillary and Bill. You don't hear a billion stories, even in Netanyahu. The laws about Netanyahu and his wife, all these terrible things. And what are they complaining about? They're complaining about things that happened related to one another. And you see from the gossip that you read about, you hear about, is that it's lethal. Is that it's one thing, you have a friend, you have two people, and they you say Lashon Hara and it gets back to them, they fight. But when there's a fight between a man and a wife, and the person is responsible for leaking information that's negative and reflects upon their relationship, that really is a very, very, very dangerous thing. Next. Now this is a halacha, v'al tishabech ish v'fnei soinei ki ein yachol l'shmar dovar toibi menu. Never praise a person in the presence of his enemy. If you know that so-and-so does not like this fellow, do not be foolish to say something nice about that fellow in his presence, because he will explode and he will curse him out. What are you saying something nice about this person? This person is a good for nothing. Next. How do you like this? Do not praise one wealthy person in the presence of another wealthy person. Why not? Because they're competitors. Two Ashirim, they're in a club. You don't have to relate to that. You have to relate to the people they associate with their own kind. V'lo soifer b'fnei soifer acher. Sefer means a Talmud Chacham. The worst thing you can do to a rabbi, people have no clue what I'm telling you. You have no clue what I'm telling you. I see this all the time. Someone gives a shir. I saw this by Rabbi Reisman. I saw this by people after Rabbi Reisman's shir. I saw this by, I go to different shir I go to. A Reisman gives a shir. A knockout shir. The whole place there is going, they're falling off their feet. And a guy runs up to Rabbi Reisman and starts telling him, Rabbi Reisman, this other rabbi, he spoke about the same topic, and did he give a shir? Wow! Did he cover every single topic you can't even imagine? It happens all the time. You see people, they give a shir, and then the people, they run up to them, and they say to them, the topic that you discussed, someone else spoke about it, I'll get you the tape, I'll get you the link on Torah anytime. You gotta hear, wow, did he touch upon this topic like none before? Fool, don't you realize that this rabbi just spent an hour or whatever it is, 45 minutes, half an hour talking about this topic, and he spent plenty of time preparing? What are you going and telling how great someone else is? I know what the worst thing is. I said this is to my people, my father. If they have children, they have children of Talmidei Chachamim. They have children, and they're Talmidei Chachamim, real Talmidei Chachamim, and the rabbi gives a drasha, and then they go up to the rabbi and say, my son, boy, did he spoke about this topic, and did he say things you never in your life heard? Very nice. It's very nice to praise your own children, but there's a time and place for it. The rabbi gave a drasha. He touched upon a certain topic. You go over to the rabbi, say, Yashar Koyach, I enjoyed what you said. You don't even say Yashar. You tell the rabbi, my son, he touched upon this topic, and he wrote a kuntras, and he said this, and he said that. You see this all the time. And people, just a matter of common sense. It's a shame that the Sefer HaChassidim even has to discuss these things which are so simplistic. V'loy Sefer b'fnei Sefer Acha. Don't praise one rabbi in the presence of another rabbi.
In defense of the stupidity of humankind.
Yes.
I'm sensitive to the issue, because you have brought this up before, so I hear it. But prior to that, I might have thought, or sometimes did think, that the rabbi who was talking would be so proud that somebody listened to his speech, there are other people talking about it. It's a good subject, because the rabbi is supposed to represent Torah and shouldn't be somebody who is jealous of other people. So that's the way the other side of it.
You are absolutely correct to a degree.
I understand. It's
to
balance.
A degree, balance, to
okay,
a balance. I'm just talking about the extreme examples. Where the people who are listening, they're not even listening because they're interested in the Torah. They're interested in just using this. You're right. No, some people, they're not there because they'll. All right, let's go further.
Some people cannot. But you didn't say about that. You didn't say about that. You know.
Right, they criticize.
He says, yeah, I know I did
all
says,
types
I,
of people.
I had only 1 hour. This is a Shia, not a...
Everybody's a critic, you know.
Okay.
So we have to work on
it. Everything is good with balance. That we all know. Everything is good. Everything is good. There's a way, the way to do everything the right way, and there's a way to do it the wrong way. And the lessons are you have to be clever and sensitive to do it the right way.
Okay, but people have...
Human beings.
It's education.
What?
We need to hear. We need to learn. Not everything is common sense.
Okay.
I think that's common sense.
We need a chazara of common sense.
That's not common sense?
No.
That if someone gets up there and speaks, you don't go home and say, oh, we spoke better.
No, that's not common sense. That's not nice.
I've seen that, Mamish. I'm Mamish seen that 100 times.
I said that's not nice.
100 times.
To tactfully do that, but not...
Watch, look around, you'll see what I'm saying. You'll see it's very, very common.
We're
going to
watch the people
what?
Don't worry.
I had a guy I always think about this. The guy comes over to me and he says to me, really serious, he says to me, I heard you get a share in Midwood. I heard you give a share. But you should know, this is Mom. I'm not lying to you. He says to me,
he doesn't even come to the shiur.
No, are you kidding? Of course not. And he says to me, I heard you, but you should know that Rabbi Kahn, they have a very good program, Agur de Pirka. I'm sure, and I'm very, that's the name of the program. He's, you know, I really advise you, I'm not lying to you, I'm telling you, Mom, MS, I advise you that it's not the right thing for you to be giving this shiur in Midwood. The people would have much more benefit if they would come and join the Olam in Agra de Pirka. So I said, wait. So I said to him, so why don't we tell Pepsi they should go out of business because Coke is much better. Why don't we tell Google to shut down because Apple, they have a much better product.
I told Rabbi Kahn to close down his program. He should come here.
And like I think to myself, like, are you for real? Are you really for real? I couldn't get over it. And this guy, you know, he appears to be a very, you know, a normal, healthy, minded person. He has a job. He's a shtigl talmud chacham, and he really means for your benefit. I guess he really means for your benefit. So I don't know. Sometimes I really wonder. I really wonder if where do I stand? I don't understand. Okay, but they're all different types of people, different strokes for different folks. Al yishabeach adam asher b'fnei asher achev lo soifer b'fnei sefer achev v'chein kol ishehu min yonai. Your competitor, do not praise one shoemaker in the presence of another shoemaker. Okay, I once went into a Judaica store with an Eichler bag, and the Balabais, he really was insulted for real, and he said, and I didn't even realize I had the Eichler bag. That's the truth. I didn't realize it was an Eichler bag, and like, okay, you know, you got me, and I learned a lesson from that. You go into a store. You have to be very, very sensitive.
Don't
be
go
very,
to Glatmore.
What?
Don't go to Glatmore.
It's true. It really is true. They know they're very sensitive. It's true. You know, they work. They're up the whole night planning, strategizing how to make a parnasa, how to have an edge over their competitor. And when you know pomegranate came out, it hurt a lot of stores, the competition in the marketplace, and. You know, a lot of stores were very, very, they suffered. Now they came back. A lot of the stores have made a very, very, and it triggered they all upgraded. All of the stores, because of pomegranate, in my mind at least, Glatmar, a very big upgrade, major upgrade. Moshe's, they built a whole new store there on Avenue J. I don't know. I wouldn't say nothing. I can't even say it's nothing. Pomegranate was... Pomegranate is much, much more expensive. It's true. It's a different clientele. It's much, much more expensive. But, you know, there are people that straddle.
The parking is very good for them.
They want, right, they each one has their niche. Each one has their niche, but they manipulate things. You know, everyone is trying to figure out an angle, their own angle. But you're right, you're really there. It's true. You go in, you don't realize, you go into Glatmar with a pomegranate bag, you know, is that really the right thing to do? So, exactly. Go into a Judaica store, with a bag of the Judaica store. You got to be sensitive. And when he learned that, that's common sense. Not so common. Not for me. See, I made the mistake. And everything is like that. And it says of Ivichen called Ishu who may in your noi.
Talk about that person told me.
That's right. That's right. That he is correct. He is correct. He was hurt. I learned from it. That's right. You're 100% correct. And. Call Isha who may in your know your competitor. You have to be sensitive to your competitor. Ish may in your know imhu yirei shemayim mutar l'saber mimenu b'fnei yirei shemayim acher b'fnei shu sumech b'davar shu yirei shemayim b'yoyse. Now this is very, very shocking. What he says, there's an exception. This is a shocking thing. There's an exception. You tell a person who you know to be a yirei shemayim, you say this fellow. His Yirah Shemayim is unbelievable. A person who's known to be a true Yirah Shemayim, so you praise an act, a Maisa of another person, he behaved in a way that expressed Yirah Shemayim. You have one person, he's a very good fellow, and you tell him, you know what this guy did? He found $1 million on the street, a Shabbos, there was a lot, and it was Shabbos, and he didn't take the money. He was able to be Oman in the Nisayan. Okay, someone actually told me yesterday, very good word of that line. So, very to lighten the mood here.
Oh,
someone told me an unbelievable Musa Hasbro. There was a person, and he was walking on the street, and he saw on the floor $100 bill.
Shabbos.
And he had the real Nisayan to take the money. Maybe it was more money. And he started thinking, why not? What's the iser? I can use the money. I can use the dalbel as a napkin.
Yeah.
As a napkin. I can take the $100 bill. All these lumnisha kunstin. He started using all of his scholarship, Torah scholarship, to find all of these techniques and different solutions why he can manipulate, he can move the money. And he was really struggling how he can manipulate himself in halacha to take the money. And then the guy standing next to him said to him, you know, it's counterfeit. It's counterfeit. Or whatever, it's like toy money. And all of a sudden, the whole thing dissipated. Why? You can use it as a napkin still. You can use it, you know, to all of the reasons that he came up with are still valid. And all of a sudden, I have no interest. I have no interest in all the lumbish things. Why? Because it was a point of clarity in his mind. It's all about the money. Let's make no mistake about this. Let's make no mistake. All this lumbish kunsim is just crumb. Does it make a difference? The story is a good story, whether it makes it true or not.
Can I say something?
Yes.
In Yerushalayim, in the time of the Minchat Shabbat, someone is going to the shul, he sees one dollar on the ground. He's going to stand on this and not moving to give Musa Shabbat to take it. A Palestinian Muslim sees it that he's standing. He's going to push him. Why send him, push him, and take the $100 and goes. And he go to the shul, very upset. Upset. And Rabbi asked, why were you upset? Say, I saw $100. I was standing there. Someone took it. He was a Shavuot, come to my house. He's taking to your house, and he's going to give me $100. And the young guy tell me, he's thinking, why I should, he's going to give me this. He want to take my mitzvah. I prefer not to take $100 to mitzvah for myself.
Very nice.
And refuse to take it.
Very nice. It's a beautiful story. It's a very beautiful story.
You want to say all
the story? The story is, a person was standing on the street in Yerushalayim. There was $100 belonging on the floor. A fellow wanted the money, so he put his foot on it. And he stood there. He said, Shabbos will be over in an hour. I'll stand there for an hour until Shabbos is over, and then I'll have the money. So he was standing there, and they got suspicious. It's a land of security. What are you standing here in the street for an hour? So they called the police, and finally a guy gave him a shove to take him away. And they took him away. All they saw on the ground was the $100. So the person who pushed him away, they took the $100. So the fellow was very upset. He goes into shul, and he goes there to the Davin Ma'ariv, and the rabbi, whoever was there, saw that he was very, very disturbed. And he asked him, why are you so upset? He told him the whole story. So he says, "Nu, come to my home after Shabbos." He comes home, he opens up the drawer, he gives him $100. $100. Look, don't worry, here's $100. You shouldn't be upset. So the fellow says, "No, I was thinking all this time. I could have picked up myself $100. I was oimed in the sun, I didn't pick it up. And I was not bashert. If you're going to give me the $100 now, then I'm going to lose the sechar in Olam Haba for being oimed in this nisayon and not taking the money." And he refused to take the $100. Okay, you see, I know how to translate from Farsi.
I never have Farsi. I have a variation.
Just joking, okay?
I can't say the Hebrew.
I have a variation on your
Next
first one.
What?
I have a variation of your first
yes.
one. A guy was standing, had the money, put the food there in the middle of the road. A car comes, he doesn't want to go. And the guy, the driver comes out, give him a good phrase. And this Jew guy says, 1, 2, 3, he sees 3 stars, he picks up the money, goes home.
The Hasidim sitting around the table, and they were bragging about their Rebbe. Right? You know the Maisa?
Yeah.
My Rebbe is a Groyser Rebbe. We came to the Yam. There was water Ahin, water Aher, and the water split, and they walked right through the dry land. And my Rebbe is even greater. We were going, I don't know, and something was all these animals in the way, and my Rebbe, and the road split, and there was another story where this happened. There's no Kiddush Levana. There were clouds in the sky. My Rebbe goes, the clouds are heen, the clouds are hair, and the clouds went away, and the Levana came out. We're able to say Kiddush Levana. So the last Chas says, no. These Rebbes of yours are nothing connected to my Rebbe. My Rebbe is the greatest. I was with my Rebbe on Shabbos, and we were walking, and it was $100 bill on the floor. My Rebbe said, Shabbos Ahi? Shabbos Ahi? And he picked up the $100. The greatest Rebbe of them all.
Can I just say it's Maaseh in Persian.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. That was not nice.
I'm sorry. Because you translated mine to them.
Okay, let's go further. Rabbi Yisai, let's go further. A few more minutes, and then we'll talk about something else. A person who is a true Yira Shemaim has pleasure when he hears about someone else's Yira Shemaim. Isn't it an amazing exception to the rule? I would think not. I would think never test the person. It's shocking what he says. A person who is giving a shir, in other words, a person who's giving a shir about Yira Shemaim. The whole shir is about Yira Shemaim, and you go over to tell him a story about someone else's Yira Shemaim is permitted. Is permitted. That's the exception. That's very fascinating. And the other the person who's a Yira Shemaim will say, I should do like him also. I should be like him also. V'chein hu oimer mi yitein kol am Hashem nivim. Halavai, everyone should be a Navi. I actually know a story like this. I actually know someone where a person went and he was bragging basically that he has that when a poor person comes to his house. I told you this last week. When a poor person comes to his house, he gives them. He has a refrigerator by the door, and he gives them a drink, and he gives them some food. And he was telling this to someone. The other one was telling what he does. And he told them he goes to a restaurant, he goes to a certain place that he passed by. There's always a guy collecting, so he asked the guy, "Did you have lunch today?" And he goes in and he buys him something and he gives it to him. So he told this to make the other guy jealous. I do the mitzvah even better than you do it. And he said, "You're right. You do. You are better." And interesting. When a person does a mitzvah and you want to challenge him and show him that you do it even better, when is that permitted? When is that forbidden? In that case, obviously they're doing it themselves. Here we're talking about. I don't know. It's similar. Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line when it comes to mitzvahs versus just discussing business, not business? All it takes is to be a little sensitive to someone else's needs. Okay, really out of time, I want to do other things. So let's take a very short break and then we'll learn about some in the Yom of Purim, some topics relating to Purim.